Ed Troyer has been the eyes and ears of the Pierce County Sheriff's Office for decades. He has been a police officer for 38 years. He's just entered his 39th year as a cop and his fourth year as Pierce County's sheriff. He says, quote, in a wonderful op-ed he just wrote for the Snooze Tribune, the Tacoma Snooze Tribune, says that he's not tired of the job. He's honored to serve, but at the same time, quote, I am disheartened like no other time in my career. Quoting from his piece here, it's very heartfelt and very blunt. I have not seen an elected official in Western Washington speak this bluntly. He says, I cannot recall a time when there were armed and incredibly dangerous criminals acting so boldly and violently towards citizens and the keepers of peace in our community. What a great insight that is, that we have, because of our lenient treatment of criminal behavior, we have now created a culture where dangerous criminals, and we've always had dangerous criminals and repeat offenders among us, but they're now acting so brazenly and violently, not just toward victims of crime, not just toward citizens, but toward cops. And he gives several examples, and he doesn't have to go very far back in time. He's not saying, here's what's happened in the last 5 or 6 years. No, here's what's happened in the last 5 or 6 weeks. Mid-November, Pierce County deputies locate a suspect wanted for felony warrant for murder. He barricades himself inside a residence and fires shots at patrol officers and SWAT members. As far as I'm concerned, if you fire shots at a cop, you've just hung a target on your back. Bring in the snipers. It's not worth the risk to an officer's life. Just cancel that guy's ticket as soon as you have the chance. Anyway, that was one incident. Less than 2 weeks later, deputies locate a suspect wanted for felony rape, armed robbery, kidnapping. They try and pull him over. He exits the vehicle and points a firearm at police, patrol deputies as cars are whizzing past in the middle of the day. 1 week after that, deputies locate a stolen vehicle. To their surprise, as they're recovering the vehicle, two people who had been shot and critically injured staggered out of a nearby residence. The suspect inside starts firing at the cops. Another SWAT standoff, again in a residential neighborhood. 1 week after that, December 12th, deputies pursue a suspect through several neighborhoods, all of them residential. When he reaches a dead end, he doesn't throw up his hands. He turns around and fires multiple shots into a cop car, hit two of the deputies. 1 week after that, December 19th, 911 calls, hey, there's somebody firing shots from a rifle driving through local neighborhoods. The cops locate the vehicle. Now, at that point, you would think the person is either going to give himself up or he's going to park the car and run away and make a run for it. No. He turns and drives the car toward the cops, firing shots at them. Now, in every one of these incidents, which, again, were about 1 week apart, known felons, illegally possessing a gun, all wanted on felony warrants. Some were on active probation, should have been behind bars, but they weren't. And again, they're not only being brazenly violent toward other people, they think nothing now about shooting it out with the cops because they think the cops have restrictions on them. And they're right, they do. Ed Troyer goes on to say, without the restoration of laws that hold guilty people to account for their actions, sentences that will deter criminal activity and policies allowing law enforcement to do their incredibly demanding job, evildoers are emboldened. He says, I'm not trying to scare you. This is not a scare tactic. Quote, it's reality. You deserve better. My deputies, their families deserve better. If you are tired of this daily mayhem, like stolen cars speeding down our roadways, kids dying of overdoses, boarded up businesses, officers getting shot at, it's time for you, the voter, to demand change. Expressing your frustration on social media posts helps, but it doesn't change anything. All of what I am talking about has been worsened over the last 5 years by a combination of liberal lawmakers passing laws that put handcuffs on cops instead of on bad guys. The anti-police chase law is a perfect example. Quote, sentencing reform that not only lets nonviolent felons out of prison quicker, it now is targeted, intended to let violent felons out of prison sooner. That has happened courtesy of our one-party state, one-party regime in Olympia. So a combination of Olympia, woke prosecutors, liberal judges with low bail or no bail, you put those three elements together and you have the culture of crime that we are faced with. So good for you, Ed Troyer. This is a great piece in the Tacoma News Tribune. Check it out at thenewstribune.com.